teaching, the science we do up here are all for researchers on the ground. So none of it is my own science, but I do act as the eyes, ears, and brains for the researchers on the ground. Over. My favorite part of the training was actually traveling to all the different countries around the world where we have our partnerships and getting to know people from all those different countries. Over. Daniel, if it's you, I think that's a great idea. I hope all six-year-olds want to be astronauts. The best thing I can say right now is for you to do well in school. We need scientists. We need people to understand technology. We need engineers. We need mathematicians. So study the STEM sciences, and that will put you on a great path to be an astronaut. Over. That is an interesting question. I think one of the hardest things I did was get people suited up to go out and do spacewalks. I think it's hard not because it's so difficult to actually do the tasks, but because it's kind of scary because I'm putting together a spacesuit that's going to keep them alive, and that's a lot of responsibility. Over. We do not have the coronavirus on the ISS. All the crews were in quarantine for many weeks before we flew up here, so nobody had it. We were all tested. Nobody had the coronavirus, so no masks up here. Over. Occasionally we play games. Just the other day we were trying to play a card game, although it's really hard to play cards in space because they want to go floating everywhere. Over. Some of them. But one of my favorite hobbies is to cook. And so cooking is a little hard up here because we don't have all the facilities we need to make delicious meals, and all our food comes up from the ground. But we're able to make a few things that are pretty good. Over. I wish our astronaut outfits were customizable. Unfortunately, they're not. We have to wear what the ground decides that we're going to wear. Over. Thomas, that is an excellent question. All the astronauts and cosmonauts are trained in basic medical procedures, so if there is something that happens, we should be able to take care of at least the beginning part to get the whoever is injured stable. Beyond that, we've got doctors on the ground that we can call up and talk to, and they can help us. And if somebody is really, really sick or hurt, we would get in our spacecraft and just go home. Over. Sean, I think my role models were actually my parents. They always encouraged me to do what I wanted and to do well at what I wanted to do. They had very high expectations, and that caused me to have high expectations for myself. They never told me that girls couldn't be an astronaut, which at the time that I was saying I wanted to be an astronaut, there were no girls that were astronauts. And so I credit them a lot with my success. Over. I actually have to learn different languages. Mostly everybody speaks English up here, but as an American astronaut, I had to learn the Russian language, and so occasionally I talk to the Russian cosmonauts in Russian, but usually I find that their English is better than my Russian. Over. I think my favorite superhero has to be Wonder Woman. I think she has to be, she's just strong and such a good person and really cares about people on Earth. Over. Oh, that's another tough question. What do I miss about Earth? You know, I think it's not an object. I think it is really missing my friends and family. Over. I would say there's two things that are hard about training, that were hard about training for me. One was learning the Russian language because it's very difficult and different from English. And the other is learning how to do spacewalks. That is very physically demanding. At times, I didn't think I was going to pass, but I eventually did. Over. Amelia, the constellations don't look different, but they're a little bit harder to pick out up here because we don't have the atmosphere and pollution and light pollution to worry about. We see a lot more stars, and so it's harder to see the constellations just because it's too busy with other stars. Over. But you know what? We've got people on the ground that actually keep track of how many towels we use. And every 3 months or so, we get a supply ship with new cargo up here. And so if we're running low on towels, they will send us more towels. Over. Look, zero gravity never gets old. Though, I will say that sometimes it gets a little tiresome because it's very easy to lose your stuff if you don't put it down very carefully, because it'll just float away. That's what gets old. But playing in zero gravity never gets old. Over. I think it would be fantastic to be the first person to go to Mars, but I don't think it will be me. I think it'll be somebody that's younger than I am. Maybe you can be the first person to go to Mars. Over. Sergeant, you know, communication is very important. We have email up here, so I can always email my friends and family. We have the ability to make telephone calls from the space station to the ground, so I actually call my husband almost every night. And then once a week, we get a short video conference that will last about 30 minutes, so I can see my family once a week. Over.